T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's trust amongst everybody. As much as I trust in them, they trust in me. We were able to go out there and get this contract done the right way that not only gives me the security that I've always wanted, but also allows opportunity for the team to be great around me the entire duration of my career. It's about chasing greatness. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, you look at guys like Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Drew Brees, and all these guys, all those great quarterbacks that have been great, that were great their entire careers and set all these records about going out there and trying to find ways to win more championships. Not only for me, but for the team and for the Kansas City organization. I want to, whenever I leave this organization, that it be mentioned as one of the best with the Cowboys and the Steelers and Patriots and all these and organizations that have 5-6 Super Bowl rings. And so that's what I want to leave this organization like. Hopefully we could be one of the best organizations of all time by the time I'm out of here.
All right, you betcha, man. It's still about that money because that's all anybody was talking about. That was Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, man, he just gets it. He gets the whole thing. Very likable, obviously very talented, and very loyal, as we have found out. Instead of chopping it up, seeing if he can't get more out of his career, maybe doing 4 or 5 year contracts. Everybody had an opinion. Actually, guys, I say good morning to you. A lot of people yesterday really breaking down the contract's not that good. Listen, for an NFL contract, that's really good. And I got news for you. There's one position that when a guy signs a contract, a big contract, where half the money or a third of the money or in some cases all the money's guaranteed. We have seen that now with a quarterback. But if you're good at quarterback and you have some luck, you got to stay healthy. You can't have a career-ending injury. You can't have what we just saw happen in Washington with the Redskins' veteran quarterback. But anything short of that, and you have a career like Wilson's having, Rodgers has had, Marino, Big Ben, Brady, Breeze, he's getting all that money because that's a level. You know, I was thinking about this, like, well, he can't keep this up. Well, nobody expects him to throw 50 touchdowns in a season or do all those things. But listen, man, he is one of those guys. And let's be honest, if one of those guys was a young quarterback getting ready for a second contract, a lot of those guys would be looking at the same kind of money in their city, right? I mean, maybe not a 10-year, maybe they'd take a 5-year, but it'd be for a lot of friggin' money. It'd be 200-plus million dollars that we're looking at. So everybody, and I know the baseball guys, well, it's not all guaranteed. I get that. I mean, we get hockey, baseball, and basketball contracts are 100% guaranteed. We get that. And football doesn't have that. Matter of fact, these quarterbacks have been able to get 100-plus or other players get 60-plus guaranteed money. I mean, it's like, wow, the NFL's really doing that. But that might be all you get and all that stuff. But listen, he's got a chance to get $450 million. He may not get every incentive because, you know, I don't know how much of it is, you know, go to a Super Bowl every year or MVPs, win the MVP.
Right.
I mean, those are hard to win. There's other really good players in the league, but there's no reason. And I would not be surprised to see him get all that money or $450 million plus of that money to make it the best contract, which we'll find out down the road for everybody. But, yeah, I know all the baseball guys, and they all jumped in yesterday. It's not the best contract. he's only got a certain amount of guaranteed money. Well, listen, we don't know if it's the best contract because, honestly, if he plays the way he's playing or, like I said, even not at this level, but all those guys I just named, hell, I left some out. Matt Ryan, I mean, maybe he's right. playing at that level. He's had years where he's been crazy good. If you play like that, you're going to get, I mean, there's a lot of teams still looking for that special guy. And, man, they got it. He decided is a great story yesterday. By the way, his uncle and his dad were baseball players in the major leagues, told him to take the long-term contract. So that he said, one of the reasons I didn't take that 4 or 5 year deal, my dad said, go for it. Get as much as you can right now with the way the league is. So if they're happy with it, I mean, everybody, I guess, got a right to have their opinion, especially with things as slow as they are right now in sports and not being able to talk about them. But I was like, hey, stop the negativity with the contract, man. Whatever amount he gets, let's say he has an injury after $250 million, he's okay,
right.
man.
Right.
He's okay. There's a lot of guys and a lot that have been great players in a lot of different sports they would love to have career earnings in their 20s of that kind of money.
Joe, so, with the chance to make over, you know, 500 or just over $500 million in a contract like this, people are going to look for the negatives, but I can't find any. I really can't.
Well, Zach, I didn't even mention.
I don't for him, right.
I didn't even bring up your 503 because that right. is that's going to be – I know there's some incentives in there you're going to have to
– Right.
He can't play at the level that. He has the last 2 years. It's not going to happen either winning an MVP or winning a Super Bowl. That's just not going to happen. The other teams are going to get better. You're not going to play at the same level. You're not going to have the same talent around you. He's not going to have all those great players around him his whole career. They're going to whiff on some. They're going to get some guys that they can't afford. They're going to have some things happen that other teams have had happen. I mean, my God, we talk about Brady all the time. Think about if we would have put great players around Brady and made that a priority his whole career. Now, they haven't.
No.
Just to show you, that's part of Tom Brady's greatness is he hasn't had Randy Moss and Wes Welker, two guys compliment each other the whole time as receivers. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of get that out. I got some good news, though. Inter-Miami is going to be the first major team sport to kick it off in this country tonight against Orlando City. So Inter-Miami tonight, 8 p.m. ESPN. I believe the Miami Heat are hitting the road today, heading to Orlando with whoever's passed their COVID-19 test. Right. By the way, there'll be reported. Our riders will be down there across the street when they get on the buses today, or if they're flying up, go to the airport, try to see who's in there. And trying to figure out, I know some people are saying Bam is one of the guys now that tested positive. I don't know if that's true or not, but they got a couple guys won't be on that flight or bus. What do you think? They fly it up there in that private plane?
I mean, if they clean it up enough and they have all the players on there a couple feet away from each other, yeah, I would assume these guys in the NBA, I don't think they're taking a bus.
Well, the only thing would be safety. I mean, I agree right. that, like, Mickey didn't care about his private plane. He put him on there, take him up in a heartbeat. Oh, right. So you're right. They probably do go that way.
Just clean the heck out of it, you know what I mean? And then, you know, put 10 or 12 guys, even if you have to make two runs on a plane and say we're leaving at 1 and 3, you know what I mean? Like, it's probably a 35 to 40 minute at most flight up there?
Yeah. I'm guessing that's going to be a nice fast flight out of Miami or wherever they're flying out of.
It's just good to know that they're going. You know what I mean? Like you just said, you literally just like sang a sweet melody into my ears. Tonight we have live soccer. We have the Heat going to Orlando. Like we're as bad as it seems out there. And of course I update you twice to show with all the crazy numbers. It's just nice to know that we're kind of getting there. I don't know if it's going to end up finishing, but we're kind of getting there. After all this time sitting here in our houses, or doing whatever we had to do, and thinking about sports and dreaming about sports, there is something happening tonight. So I guess that's where my smile ear to ear is coming from.
Yeah, it would be a little bit of a downer if Inter Miami had to turn around and jump on the bus and
right
and come home, because we've already seen some games canceled. We've seen
some teams leave. Come home. Yeah, think about it. We could be talking about that today. We could be talking about the fact that, you know, as of yesterday afternoon, five more players on the team or four more players on the team tested positive, and, you know, and Inter Miami has decided to come home. We could have heard that.
Well, listen, we got guys every day. This is the new world we live in.
Right.
We're going to have guys test positive in hockey, basketball, baseball, and soccer every day.
Right.
There are going to be guys, whether they're working out or playing games. I am convinced now, after what we've seen every day, we are going to deal with, oh, another positive guy. And I think we're going to start to get numb to it, knowing, like, most likely. Now, listen, we have had some guys that got really sick. They're like, all right, well, we'll see how long it takes him to pass the test and get back out. So I stopped by Dolphins training camp yesterday, and I haven't seen. I've been out away from the world. I really have, and I've tried to stay 60-year-old as healthy as possible, short of working out, either walking or playing tennis. I don't wear a mask, so I just want to let you know I don't. If you see me and you call me a fraud, you're right. When I'm away or playing tennis, I am not wearing a mask. So I've tried to stay healthy. So anyway, I had to go by camp for a reason yesterday, and I went over there. Wow. If you're wondering what the professional teams look like, as soon as you park your car and go to the front of Davey, they make it pretty clear that it is a different time in the sports world right now.
Right,
so they had this big thing. Before you go to the front door, they have signs out, mask, all that stuff that you're getting from everybody, right? Distancing, wash your hands. They hit you with the big three right off the bat. Big sign. Right. Big sign, like, stay away, you're not welcome, unless, and you know, only certain people should be here. They did the whole thing. It was like the NFL came down and stamped that bastard on themselves. So I walked up, then there's this big thing to sanitizers, just a huge, huge thing. So mandatory, no matter who you are, no matter how times you go through the door. So they watch you, wash your hands, they buzz you in. And, you know, you got everything on. And then I started walking and go, no. There's a machine looking at you. So put your face down about 2 feet from this machine. They square your head up. Can you imagine how long it took to get my head squared in there perfectly?
Right. Woo. Yeah.
And they do one of those. I've never seen the machine. So if they've been out there in the hospitals, if you're dealing with it as you're getting up this morning, forgive me for my ignorance. I just have not been around it. So I put it. She goes, no, you're too close. No, you're too far away. All right, right there. And you can see as you realize your head kind of fits in there at a foot and a half or 2 feet. It says, all right, stop, pause. And it gives you a temperature.
Right.
Ticks it, and then it waits to give you your temperature and gives you a green light or get the F out. So, and I just played tennis, and I was like, hey, I just played tennis, you know. And they're like, no, it's fine. So it was just amazing the precaution that they're taking over a camp with limited people. Matter of fact, the only people allowed in the building right now pretty much are trainers and players still rehabbing from off-season surgeries. And I'm guessing Tua's back there as well, but he's one of those guys that they're the only ones really allowed around there right now, as some of the coaches are on vacation and those type of things. But outside of going to the hospital for a physical to see a cardiologist, that's the I've seen how strict. I know the hospitals are all like that, so they're
right,
going,
Joe, right.
we go to a hospital for a living. But that was my first dealing with what it's like at a professional franchise's practice facility yesterday. And I was like, wow, I'd never seen that machine that instantly gives you. I'm guessing they're pretty expensive.
I can imagine. Right.
Kicks everything out.
And yeah.
Tells you, you know, get out. You have it. Or if it says, all right, come on in, go in. What do you need now?
Right.
So that was just kind of a crazy day yesterday. We got a lot of stuff we're going to get to here this morning. I'm still guaranteed. Mechanisms got me yesterday. I ain't gonna lie to you on that contract. Guaranteed Mechanisms. How many people out there, when Lee Steinberg put that out there in his contract and in their press release, went, okay, I've been around a long time. I have not heard guaranteed mechanisms in a contract. Come on, how many of you have ever heard it before?
My hand is down. I never heard anything about that before. I needed to educate myself.
Well,
on that
it made me feel better because all the writers were going, all the longtime NFL writers said, I'm not sure what the guaranteed mechanism. It's either a guaranteed contract or it's not.
Or not. Right.
It's either like what's guaranteed and what's not. I don't get the different mechanism that you're talking about. By the way, Brady Quinn's going to join us coming up. He's going to talk about and explain it a little bit, the guaranteed mechanisms that could kick in every year after a certain amount of years and everything else, and talk more about this contract and everything going on in college and pro football, including the biggest question, not how good your team's going to be. No, that's the second question. The first one is, can we play on time? That would be the big one that's going on right now. So we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, I just asked you before we go to break, since we were just talking about Patrick Mahomes, somebody asked me last night, so Joe, you more impressed with Lamar Jackson's 2019 MVP season or Patrick Mahomes' 2018 50-touchdown season? Ooh. 50 touchdowns and more than 5,000 yards, which has not been done very much, once or twice, or what Lamar Jackson did, leading the league with 36 touchdown passes, but running for 1,200 yards. Never seen it before. What's more impressive? Ooh, go ahead real quick before we go to break. Anybody out there, get Lamar Jackson's MVP last year or Patrick Mahomes the year before, 50 touchdowns, two young guys, by the way, young. The league's in good shape, but yeah, I was just wondering.
Ooh, that's a rough one right there.
Yeah.
Lamar. I'm just trying to think what I thought was, I have to go with Lamar, to be honest.
You know, Patrick Mahomes and the 50 and 5,000. I even thought Marino did it. It's been so damn long. What is there? One other guy? Is Peyton Manning the only other guy that's gone 50 and 5,000? Maybe Brady did it. It hadn't been done a lot.
Yeah.
But that running for 1,200 and averaging 6.9 yards a carry, are you kidding me? Was the guy back in high school? That's crazy. Against the best tacklers in the world, we got to go to break. Brady Quinn's coming up next.
All right, give you a little update on COVID-19 powered by AirPro $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com. As of last night, new numbers will be out at 11 a.m. today. Florida has 213,794 COVID-19 cases. Miami-Dade, 51,058 cases. Broward County, 22,595. Palm Beach, 17,638. Monroe, 398. And I know I got Joe to laugh a little bit yesterday, but the doors to Disney are going to be back open for Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom on Saturday for the first time since the coronavirus-related closures in March. I'm going to keep repeating that because I still can't believe it. This update on the COVID-19 is powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com.
I love Mayor Jimenez, but I'm not sure. Emergency order, not an emergency order. This is open. No, it's not open. Well, it's going to be open. It's partially going to be open. No, it's not. I'm like, huh? You wake up in Dade County, you're going, huh?
Right.
What? I mean, you can't possibly get in trouble no matter what you decide to do, because I'm not sure what the hell's going on. And it was like the governor and the mayor were trying not to make each other look bad yesterday during whatever that thing was called a press conference.
Well, that didn't work. Right, that didn't work.
Yeah. Woo, man. Okay. So all right, by the way.
Restaurants in Miami-Dade get one more day, but starting tomorrow, they can only offer outdoor dining and takeout. It was supposed to start today.
It's one more day that they just extended. Right. Like, we'll start this tomorrow.
Yeah. Sell as much as you can, and then you might want to start cutting back on the food.
Can you guys help me out with this school situation, by the way? Because I'm a little bit confused because I saw that the governor, he extended. There's a 60-day state of emergency for the state of Florida, correct?
It looks like it, right.
Well, I think that's what he said. And schools are still opening. I'm just a little confused as to how that's all working.
Yeah, you know, and if you're not sure, just go partially open just to throw that one in there as well. Oh, man. Yeah, it's...
So how about this? This is what I'm reading. The district, this is Broward County. The district listened to the concerns, and they're working around four options right now. One is a return to class at school, at schools 5 days a week. Two others are hybrid models that combine in-school instruction and online learning. And the fourth option is all online classes. Those are your four options. I'm not sure where we're going yet, but those are the four.
Can't we do like an NBA-type bubble? Since we've had our kids home with us for so long, like, can't we just like send them to school and have it be like a bubble situation?
Congratulations, Hollywood. You've now just said the funniest thing you've ever said on the show.
Oh, yes. Man.
A kid bubble, yes.
I'm wondering how those teachers, you know, nobody's really asked the teachers how they're feeling. How would you like to be just about ready to retire going, yeah, this is great, man. I'm going to have these coronavirus missiles coming in every day, not knowing where they've all been.
20 to 25 every day, right.
Exactly. I had some old teachers when I was in school, man.
Me too.
Right, me too, right.
I never had that young, hot teacher. I never remember going, hey, I can't wait to get to class. You look at Mrs. Johnson. She's smoking. Yeah, no, I always had older teachers. And by the way, I always bring this up, and I want to get into it. My teachers had the ability to smack you, not only in that little Catholic school, but they had, if they didn't want to do it themselves, they're like, go to the principal. You know, that's a big-ass whooping coming up. So you're out of class. You're like, no, I'll stay in here. You do what you need to do. But no, don't send me to the big man in the principal's office. Yeah, I don't want to go there. All right.
It is kind of crazy how times have changed. If a principal beat a kid's ass now, like, could you imagine?
Oh, my God. There'd be a camera video of the kid fighting back. Not even a question.
And by the way, there was no Mr. and Mrs. Rose. Sorry to get. I could see my dad climbing a pole, like, with a PG&E. And the guy goes, hey, principal's on the phone, Jerry. Is it all right if he kicks your kid's ass? He did something apparently at school. Tell him to kick his ass. I'll be home and kick it too.
Right.
Yeah, that was. And by the way, apparently my mother, she was great at this. My mother would like, because she worked too as a bank teller. So when she got home, and she usually got the call first, and so they go put him on the phone. So I just got my butt kicked with this paddle by this principal. Fifth grade. Still remember it like yesterday. So, I mean, and I was hurting. I had little tears, not crying, but just those. It was a bad sting. And then he goes, your mother wants to talk to you. So, you know, I got these marks on my rear end. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I just want to let you know, I got a hold of your father.
Oh, God.
It's hot, right. And he's right. In a crappy mood. And he wants you home at exactly 5 o'clock to make sure you're home. Because he is not happy. And I know, I go, well, that's an ass whooping. I go, Mom, do you have any ice or anything just to fix this before I get home? So, yeah, those were. And there's people out there going, yeah, I got it from the teacher. No questions ever asked. Like, my parents never went, oh, we're going to talk to the principal. How dare he put a mark on you like that for what you did in the classroom or lighting a firecracker outside the classroom. How dare they do anything to my son? My dad was like, no, you guys do whatever you need to do, and I'll finish it off when I get home. And then he'd get home, and I'd say, oh, he's in a pissy mood. He's soaking wet from climbing friggin' poles. And I'm sure my mom told him in front of all the other guys. So, like,
he's ready to kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how we just got here, but, yeah. Right. So,
Did you guys behave better? Like, did kids in general behave better in the day? Like, I mean, if you knew you were going to get your ass kicked,
it seems
like a deterrent.
Not just at home.
Right. Listen, there's a little devil in everybody, but the thing is, once it was like time to go down to this principal, who was a big man, I remember him being about 6'2", about 225, looked like he was working out, and he had that butch haircut. He had that military haircut, and he was a no-nonsense guy. And when you got called down there, he got right to it. He, you know, you're like, oh, man. So, you knew, and then two buddies would be outside knowing they were on deck and kind of waiting to see, and I want to get it over. And he'd call you in one at a time. The secretary go, Joseph, it's your turn.
Oof.
Damn! Go in there, then come out, try not to, you know, have tears in your eyes so the other guy saw it, because you knew they'd talk trash later on about you when things got back to normal. Yeah, but they don't, nobody does that now.
No, that, come on. That.
We haven't seen a paddle. When was the last time somebody, I don't even know, somebody have to tell me the last year somebody got smacked in Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach County by a principal. Because back then, I do remember it was mostly principal, except for the nuns. Those I don't know how any of those nuns went to heaven. Any of those old nuns that I had, I don't know how any of them are going to heaven, because it was almost abusive. They didn't wait. They just walked up on, and they had these special rulers. I called them Catholic rulers. And those little rulers could smack you. Yeah, I'm not saying I was an angel, but they'd smack you, man. You're like, hey! And then I knew they were protected. They were protected by my mother and father, who, you know. So, are the nuns still around? Are any of those ornery mean nuns still around? Are they somewhat?
I can imagine they're still around.
They were. They always seemed to be older women. I never had a young nun. You know, it was always one of those mean, we're going to get right into this, and you better pay attention today. We're going to get into the Bible, and you're going to learn this. You know, like, oh, man, you're not getting your first communion. You're not getting, like, oh, God, okay, I know this is important. My mom and dad, it's really important. It's a big deal. We're going to have a party and stuff. I got to get through this. So, yeah.
You basically rebel the second you got to college?
Yes.
Like, were you getting beat up all the way by teachers through high school? Like, did they do this in high school as well?
No. The high school stopped. High school, they just kicked you out. And many friends ended up in what they called continuation school, which is somewhere between jail kids that couldn't stay out of jail. It was a bad place to be.
That sounds horrible. Continuation school?
Yeah. Jeez. It was for all the loser kids that just never... drug or dropouts or, you know, yeah, it was just really bad. Continuation school was not like, hey, that's a continuation kid. Oh, man, stay away from him. He'll get us all in trouble. Yeah, no, you don't want
to. So you just let it rip by the time you got to college.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm back to normal, though, after all these years. I'm here to tell you all about it. I don't know how the hell I got going on all that stuff out there.
Talking about the fact that we have no idea apologize. What's going on in schools, right? Exactly. Yeah.
And teachers that are older going back.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of older teachers when I was going to school. And you said you didn't have any hot teachers and you were disappointed about that.
But I got to tell you, I went with, as I got older, and I took especially my two youngest to school and did school stuff and met their teachers. There was a couple of beautiful teachers. I mean, really pretty and single and divorced at a young age. And like, you know, I was like, wow, even one, you know, we got to be friends with, hey, can you set me up? And we tried to set him up with, and I don't want to say his name. I set him up with somebody at NBC, and he ended up, we finding out that he had some demon in him and, you know, it didn't work out. And
by the way, two texts.
I don't want to say who it was. Yeah.
No, don't do that. That's why I'm trying to get to the text machine. Principals were still paddling in 86, 87 when I got it. And another one said, hey, Joe, I'm like you. I got it twice. I worked for a school system up here in Jacksonville, Florida. They stopped paddling about 15 years ago. I find that hard to believe that they're still doing it in 2005.
I don't know. Like, I could tell
2005?
You my kids.
2005? Are you kidding?
Be the lead story on the news if someone got hit with a paddle at school by the principal.
Like, my I would think mid-80s was probably the last time, if any, that they still had paddling.
My kids have grown up by their mothers, I said mothers, with a no paddle or no hit. They have no hit rules. There's better ways to do it. We're not going to do it the way it was done to you. I was like, whoa, okay. Like, if they act up, you tell them what they did wrong. We can do timeout in the corner, but you don't hit people. And then, of course, at some point you get, it didn't work on you. And, you know, now you got to get personal. All right, now, okay. So, yeah, you got to be careful. But, yeah, I don't know what year they stopped smacking. Right. But there are people out there that got the double. They grew up old school with their parents. That's when you grew up where the teacher was right. The umpire was always right.
Right.
The anything going on that was said, it was police were, you know, there was no question anything. You just go home and You guys said, I'll take care of it from here. And like, no, don't worry. We'll take it from here. And they knew, like, yeah, he's getting his ass kicked as soon as we leave.
Right. That's
he's getting, when I say butt kicked, I'm talking about smack. I mean, my dad didn't punch me in the face. But he was like, all right, put your pants down. Underwear? Yeah, underwear's fine. But no, you're.
He didn't come home and say, all right, son, it's time to go. Put up your fist.
All right. No.
Honey, get that ring together. Put that ring back together. That's it. We're fine.
Build the octagon out back.
Right.
So I saw my dad fight as a young man, and that's all I needed. I realized my dad grew up tough, and I was 17 or 18. And somebody goes, hey, you're not going to take that. I go, yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Yes, like, you are.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to take that. I respect that man. All right, we got 7 o'clock hour. Got totally carried away. I was going a totally different direction. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Got some more guests. Blake James, athletic director for the University of Miami, is going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Drew Rosenhaus going to get us caught up on all these things. Plus, he can help us with this Patrick Mahomes contract because I've never heard Drew use mechanisms before. That threw all the old fans away. They're like, huh, mechanisms. What kind of guaranteed mechanisms are there? That threw us all a little bit of a curveball. By the way, I do want to ask you, since we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, I did bring this up earlier because somebody brought it up to me and said, hey, so which MVP year you think's more impressive to watch? Patrick Mahomes throwing 50 touchdowns for over 5,000 yards. Or Lamar Jackson going 36-6 and running for 1,200 yards. We'll have more on that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Chapman Partnership. Man, they're doing fantastic work. It's a great organization. Chapman Partnership, they're doing so much more than just providing a warm meal, especially in times like we're going through right now. They're changing lives daily in our community by empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. During this uncertain time, we all face COVID-19. We're all going through it. And man, we need your support now more than ever for limited time. When you donate $250 for a one-time gift or as a monthly sustaining donor to the life-changing programs at Chapman, you'll receive an inspiring Hope Lives Here yard sign to proudly display on your front lawn. Funds raise support enhanced services and programs to the most urgent needs of families and provide summer enrichment at the center for students. So please, again, I always say this, we've got hundreds of kids living at Chapman Partnership, all different ages. We don't want those kids to fall behind. We want them to all have a chance. We have two great facilities down at Chapman. They're doing a lot of work, but join me at 560 QAM as we help support families at Chapman, support their homes from our homes. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org and click donate to get your Hope Lives Here yard sign. Now, more than ever, we really need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Let's support their home from our homes. Be a part of the Chapman Village. If you can, go online to chapmanpartnership.org and click and donate today. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.